Welcome, everyone. And since all school session, as always, it's a it's a privilege to, as well as an honor, I would say, to be able to lead you all. You know, we are all gathered from all the parts of the country and the planet for this session. And as always, thank you for allocating the time to join your fellow light workers and the other light workers that may have chosen to join with us on the inner for this session. I did not send a subtitle for the Standing in the Eye of the Storm because I couldn't really settle on one that I really liked, but my working title was Removing the Idealized Blocks from Being Able to Stand Steady. And so, as you know, and we've all experienced these last, you know, these 15 months, unprecedented for the 21st century, although we've had pandemics before, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, to this global pandemic. And, but, you know, there's still a long way to go of ending it in our country as well as around the world. And thanks to, you know, some of the changes that have taken place in our country, we Americans are more engaged in a positive way with the rest of the planet. And I think we should be thankful for that. And with that new engagement, the efforts to aid our fellow human beings, we join that effort. And as you know, our government has decided to not only rejoin the WHO, but donating lots of vaccines and such. And so, as I mentioned, the series Standing in the Eye, you know, Standing Steady in the Eye of the Storm, the coronavirus, and all the stuff that you can imagine has happened has given us plenty of storms to stand steady in. And I guess that's not good or bad, but there's been, you know, there's a lot of changes that it brought about in our daily lives, you know, just essentially wreaking havoc with so many millions of people around the planet, you know, changing our ways of living and ways of being, you know, and presented us with the, you know, the, as Russell refers to, the storm waters of our emotions created by all these personal losses and changes. And, you know, and we as sensitives, you know, that have chosen this path, we are also sensitive to not only our own suffering, but to the suffering and losses that our fellow humans have experienced around the world. And to stand steady in the light in these gales of emotion, if you will, it's distressing, to say the least. And when we look at that challenge, this challenge of being able to stand steady in the all the things that's happening in the world, we can and often do create an idealized image of what it is to be a good light worker, what it is that should we be doing to mediate whatever is going on, to calm the storm. And often we judge ourselves, become very judgmental, and we're kind of hindered by that because we think these things like, well, I need the perfect space, the perfect time, the perfect frame of mind to do our sessions, to do our inner work, as well as the actions that we take outwardly. And we come up with all sorts of reasons of why we can't do that, because it's not that perfect time. I'm too tired. Conversely, I'm too energized. I'm too hyped up. I'm too worried. I'm too calm. I care too much. I don't care enough. And so on and so on. I think a good way of doing a session and using the tools is to find that place to go and do that deep meditation. We do have to have a time and a space to do it. But do we have to be that particular? Do we have to have that perfect place for the deep meditation to have a particular experience and all these things, wanting that particular experience sets up a roadblock because we have an idealized idea sometimes of how it is to meditate. What is it we need to experience when we do that? What should the results be? And we know that even though we work toward results, we can't be attached to the outcome of those, but we want to embrace the process of using the light, of using what we have. So to use the light with effortless effort and heavy lifting of all of the stuff that we think and that we come up with, we need to hand it over to the higher. And sometimes handing it over to the higher seems like a fantasy and wishful thinking at best. And so when we're in the eye of the storm, all of these things appear insurmountable and requiring a supreme effort, a lot of work on our part to stand steady. And so in this perspective, often will arise when we feel that we are alone and the onus is on us. But you're never alone, really. We have an extended family, an extended family of light, if you will, to support and aid us in standing steady in the eye of the storm. So that we're not doing it by ourselves. It's not a load, or as we said in church, our cross to bear. It is not just that. We're in it together. So in today's session, my goal is to have us remove as much as we can the block of or obstruction that the idealized can cause in preventing us from being the light workers we have chosen to be and to integrate light more into our everyday life and living. And in preparation to this, I listened to some of our previous all school sessions, and I encourage you all to do that, from our website. I was listening to Cheryl's and Linda's, which are great healing sessions during this time of the pandemic. I listened to mine, and of course, the idealized that we're talking about totally came up for me. Boy, did I do that right? Did I do enough? Did I provide enough guidance in the session for everyone to have an awakening and an experience to help them along in our step-by-step journey on this path of light? Of course, the actual design is to observe what is happening and open to the experience with effortless effort. The big effort being handled by the being of light within. And so today we will be using our white star, as this is an all school session. As you know, the white star contains all the full spectrum of life energy for those of that may be joining us for the first time, you might not be aware that you have a star. But be assured you do, and we'll be given the opportunity for you to experience that. While all of you, the veterans of amongst us, this will be a familiar friend using the white star. And so we'll start the session with a gathering and lightening of awareness. And we'll do it relatively quickly. and with the relatively quick downpour through our bodies with the white star of purification from the upper room. And those of you who've heard my session before, doing a quick downpour through the body, not my strong point. I like to go into a lot of detail, but I'll try and refrain myself. And at the end of the session, to work on have a few practical experiences of working with our star amongst each other, and little brief suggestions and scenario to leave you with. So right now I'm going to turn off my camera so that we can further the throughput. So sit comfortably and making sure that you're in a place allows you to sit for this next half hour or so. And so we will always think, let, observe, and experience with enlightened awareness during the session. And this technique of bringing forth our enlightened awareness imbues the three aspects of our awareness: your knowing, your feeling, your sensory awareness, with the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are. And we do this at the beginning of our meditation sessions to amplify our experience of the light, light energy, each other, our ability to improve our ability to focus, direct and focus the energy as well. So direct your brain, mind to harmonize with the upper room, which is 6 inches above the top of your head. And experience the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from the upper room into and throughout your brain mind, gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness. Experience the lift. Now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways and nervous systems, gathering and enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Again, take a moment to experience the lift that this brings. Now direct the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are into your open and receiving heart. Experiencing it pumping through your circulatory system, moving throughout and all about blood, then your liver and glands, gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. Now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light you are, enlightening knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And with enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light you have for your beloved creation. And think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light you are, magnifying the two-way flow of love and gratitude. Focus on the experience of our union together as beings of light with each other. And joining in union with other beings of light that may come together with us, as well as with the immortal of our founder, Russell Schofield. Our Axism family of light. The beings of light that is your family, your friends, your loved ones. And as we unify, to unify with the immortals of all the hundreds of thousands in our countries and the millions around the planet that have passed away in this pandemic, this major storm, if you will, as well of those that have lost loved ones, by way of violence, more recently, the tragedy in Florida. And let our enlightened awareness and our love, our light, lift in some way as we unify with these beings of light. And as we're joined in union, we can't help others without helping ourselves. So look within the group, the many that are on the Healing Grace Circle, unifying with them, aligning with their actual design as far as outcome of what it is that they may be going through, as well as looking within your own creation, your own being. Looking for that unity, that calm and peace within. Standing steady in our own storm. But as we look within, and as we connect to the group, the fact that, as I said at the top, the onus is not on us as individuals. We know that we are in this together, that we are a family. In each and every one of us. A loving, enlightened child of God. Now refocus your enlightened awareness into the upper room. And in the upper room, perceive this point of light. And you do this with enlightened awareness and effortless effort. And you may or may not perceive yet, be rest assured that it's there. This point of light is your white star. And think of this now discovered white star, this energy of purification and illumination begins to grow and expand from that star to a 3-inch sun. Through the power of thought, direct this 3-inch sun to rise above the head until it's about 3 feet above the center of the head and began to expand in size from 3 inches to 3.5 feet in diameter. And we began a downpour from this expanded sun down through the top of your head, neck, shoulders, torso, legs, open feet, flowing in and out and to the planet, in and out your body through the planet from this tremendous downpour of light fire. A quick cleansing shower, flushing out any obstructions. Now with focus, think of this downpour touching your skull, moving into your brain, moving in and throughout and all about the brain. And the sensory organs, eyes, ears, nodes, tongue for taste, touch on the surface of your skin through your nerve endings, and it flows on down into your chest cavity, touching organs here, your heart, your lungs. The emotions that gathered here being lifted. Low frequency being consumed by the consuming aspect of the light fire. And touching all the other major organs, moving on down to the pelvic bowl, another place where low frequency and emotions can collect, blaze up the fires from the downpour. And it continues on down your legs, touching all the muscles and bones and connective tissue, your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, and out your open feet and into the planet. And as the light fire reduce obstructions and resistances to their essence, take a moment to assimilate, the energy essence, simultaneously creating and assimilating as the downpour continues. Good. And let this, any excess essence that's being created by the downpour that is still continuing, let that excess flow in and throughout your space, the space that you're sitting in right now. With enlightened awareness, experience any non-verbal communications from all that surrounds you, maybe your plants, objects. The space in general being lifted. By the extra energy essence that you have created, flowing in and throughout your body, in through your and about your energy field and into your space. with enlightened awareness and the work of the being of light that you are. Open up to this experience. Open up to the nonverbal communication. And knowing that the plants and creatures around your space join you in dealing with the stormy waters of your own emotion, as well as supporting you and standing steady in the eye of the storm. Now take a moment to listen with enlightened awareness, the nonverbal communication of gratitude from the planet. The planet that is receiving this overflow from your work, this overflow of life energy, energy essence. Think, let, observe, and experience. Oh, great. And in your surroundings, take a moment to let your eyes slowly open. Observe your space. Observe the light. Open to the vibrations of the things and beings within it. Notice any differences that have taken place. And of course, continue to assimilate the energy essence. Dispersing it in and throughout your creation, especially through those areas of need within your creation. Those areas that too have nonverbally spoken to you. Let resistance fall away. Let the blocks be consumed. And imagination and idealize be washed away in the downpour. Opening up your receptivity to the experience. And now let's use one of these experiences that we do in all levels of the work, but it's introduced right away when people choose this path to look at actual design. So let's cease the downpour from your expanded sun. And let the sun return to its 3-inch size and descend to the upper room 6 inches above the top of your head. And if your eyes are still open, let them gently close. And as further evidence that we're not alone and that we're interconnected, send out a beam of light from your star in the upper room to those in this gathering. Once again, just think the thought and let it happen. The being of light that you are will handle the logistics, the details. And as we're beaming to each other, as crystalline white light, open up to the support. As this light reinforces our union. And let our hearts and mind open to the reality of connectedness, of union, of working together. Wonderful. Now cease the beaming and let your star once again expand to a 3-inch sun. And from this size, let it slowly expand to surround your body. And as your body is surrounded and imbued with the light, low frequency being consumed and reduced to energy essence by the active light fire, simultaneously continue to assimilate the energy essence. And at the top, the introduction to this session, I spoke of the idealized, and we worked somewhat on removing idealized perception to open up to our reality. And sometimes it's difficult to do when we're not in group formation. We're alone in the sense that is away from the group with our families, our situation, wherever it might be. And sometimes we feel that inadequacy, and it keeps us from standing steady. So I wrote a brief standing steady during your busy day, but a brief scenario. Some of it may ring true, some may not, but it gives you an opportunity to let you know that you do not have to have that perfect situation to be aware of the light, to be aware that you are more than what you appear to be, that you are indeed a being of light and all of its self-extensions in you. So you're running late, you feel that you can't do a session, and you're feeling a little guilty about that. But take that moment during your morning shower, touch into your white star in the upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head, and let a downpour of crystalline white light join you in the downpour of the water in your shower. Your morning progresses and you're making breakfast. You know that downpour is still going on from your shower. So quickly think of your feet as clothes and let your body backfill with the light fire. And through your hands, channeling into your food, channel into your surrounding, feed your plants. And your day continues to move forward. And before you start your car or enter your mode of transportation to get to work or activity that's away from home, remember that you're a being of light. Take a moment. And remember, not only are you a being of light, but all of those that you encounter are beings of light, doing the best that they can on any given moment. And you move through your day and in the grocery store, the mall, the farmer's market, a meeting perhaps. And you experience low frequency or odd, weird vibes. And as we did during our session, with that simple thought, expand your star to a 3-inch sun and then let it expand to enclose your body, offering you a lift, offering you protection. Offering you a calmness. And you continue to move through your day. And you wish to communicate with a person or a group. And as we just did, think and let a beam from your star in the upper room to the upper room of the person or the persons you want to foster communication with. And you can see we're still standing steady with all that we encounter. And as you're returning home, take a moment to recognize the fact that you have stood steady, that you have shared your light, lifting yourself and others in a busy day of service, if you will. Now you're at home and maybe you have 10 or 15 minutes to unwind or even maybe do a session. But then again, maybe there's just a continuation of work. But at home, on the home front, you have to make dinner, you have to deal with the kids, your spouse, your significant other, your pet, and such. And you just really don't have the time, it seems. And things finally settle in your evening activities. And now you intend to do a session and process your day, but you just really just can't get yourself to do it. And you ready yourself for sleeping. And then putting all that judgmentalism on yourself, sleep in the downpour, sleep in the light of your star. So in this scenario, we had many small servings, many small plates of light. But we need a full balanced diet for our physical bodies. So you do want to be able to do a full session whenever you can, and often as you can. But this busy day, yep, didn't let it happen. But look what you did. You stood steady. You used the light. And tomorrow is a new day with new opportunities. So as being the creative people that we are, the creative beings that we are, try not to let the idealize prevent you from standing steady in the eye of the storm. And at the same time, recognize and accept that all that you do, all that you do to lift yourself and others as you move through the world, these acts of service are needed, are useful, and appreciated. So continue to bask in your expanded sun and enjoy. So be it, as it were.